Shalom, my dear friends, dear brothers and sisters. Today we are privileged to continue with the studies on the parables, on the Meshalim that our blessed Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, have taught his disciples, lessons that are very important for you and I. I really am so thankful for this particular parable that really we can call it the parable of the new cloth in an old garment and the new wine in an old wine skins. Very, very interesting parable, mashal, to cast alongside, to show something earthy in order to teach a spiritual lesson. And here we go. The Lord is ministering in the north part of Israel, in the Galil, and he is sharing with all who came near to him, all who came to hear him. He shared with them the message of the grace of God, of the love of God, and of the reason that he came to this world. He was completely in contrast to the religious system of the day. He showed this internal relationship that one must have with God if he or she are to enjoy spiritual growth. It's the same thing with today. If anyone will enjoy the things of the Lord, he or she must come to the presence of the Lord with an open heart, not by virtue of man-made religion, not by virtue of religious system, but simply on the basis of the grace of God that Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, present before us in this parable. Listen to these two verses that are found in Matthew chapter 9, verses 16 and 17. The Lord, Yeshua, said, "No man putteth a piece of new cloth unto an old garment. For that which is put in to fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. Neither do men put a new wine into an old bottle or old wineskin, else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottle perish. But they put new wine into new bottle, and both are preserved." Again, to remind you that the Lord Jesus is now teaching a lesson to those who came to him, specifically his own people, and to help them to understand the difference between a man-made system that have happened in days of old, as it is, of course, today, man-made system, rather than the truth of the gospel of the grace of God. To remind you, and I'd like you to notice some of the points, that the reason that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came to this world is in order to die for sinners. Isaiah said in chapter 53, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord laid upon him," this is the Mashiach, the Messiah, "the iniquities of us all." So the reason that the Lord Yeshua, the Messiah, came to this world was in order to save sinners. Not to introduce another religious system. Not to create a man-made system. He came in accordance with the purposes and the will of God to become the savior of this world. Yeshua did not come in order to create a man-made system, no, because in these days, beloved friends, when the Lord was here on earth, sadly, our own people have so far departed from the Torah, the truth which God had given in the scripture, in the Hebrew scriptures, that by the time Yeshua was there, the system of the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the Herodians had been developed to such an extent that it was no longer biblical Judaism, but it became a rabbinical Judaism, man-made system. Now, of course, there's always a mixture because The Pharisees and the Sadducees do believe in the God of Israel, but sadly, as there was departure from the truth, from the ABC of the Hebrew scriptures, it became a religious system, a work system, a system where you gotta do this and you gotta do that, you have to keep certain rules, and all these things which naturally man does when he leave the truth of the word of God. And so when Yeshua came, that was the condition in those days among our people of Israel. So notice that we have to realize that the law that was given to Israel was given in order to lead Israel to the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. You remember what the Apostle Paul said in the book of Galatians in chapter 3, when the question was asked in Galatians chapter 3 and verse 19, he said, "Why or wherefore then serveth the law? Well, it was added because of transgressions until the seed should come to whom the promise was made, and it was ordained by angels in the hand of a mediator." In other words, the law was given to our people Israel to lead Israel to the Mashiach, to the Messiah. But by the time he came, the system of men was so far from that which God have ordained that it became a man-made religion. And so notice, beloved friends, what we read here in the text. In Matthew chapter 9, we find out very quickly that Jesus passed by, verse 9, from thence he saw a man by the name of Matthew Levi. He said to him, "Follow me," and he arose and he followed him. He was gleaning, you might say, disciples to follow after him. Here he called Matthew Levi to follow after him. Matthew, follow after Yeshua and became his disciple. Then we read, "And it came to pass, as Jesus sat at meat in the house or in one of the houses, behold men... And behold, many publicans and sinners came and sat down with him and his disciples." And now notice, my dear friend, the Pharisees, it says, "And when the Pharisees saw it, they said unto his disciples, Why eateth your master with publicans and sinners?" You see, the Pharisees and the Sadducees couldn't quite understand why this man who claimed to be the Mashiach, the Messiah, is sitting with the publicans and the sinners. As far as the Pharisees were concerned, they were superior than the publican and the sinners. They did not look at themselves as people who were sinners. After all, they had this religious activity. They were keeping certain systems and rules that have been developed over the generation. And they didn't look at themselves as they were the publicans and the sinners. The publicans, of course, were tax collectors. They served the Romans and they were not happy with them. The sinners were the ordinary Israeli who did not quite follow the system that the Pharisees have developed. So they had an inclination to look down upon the tax collector and the sinners, the ordinary Israeli. So notice how the Lord answered them. And that's how we are moving along into the two parables, which are in one, that the Lord Jesus used to illustrate the importance of knowing truth and coming to know God on the basis of his word and not on the basis of man-made tradition or human system or works system, as it is sadly existing as well today. So notice what he says. "But Jesus, when he heard that, he said unto them, They that be whole
need not a physician, but they that are sick. In other words, you don't go to the doctor if you are healthy. Only when you are sick you go to the doctor. Well, this is what he was trying to teach his disciples concerning the Pharisees, the Sadducees, the religious leaders. And that is what we need to learn about the religious leaders of today with its system. They're telling us that salvation is not on the basis of faith in a Messiah, but on the basis of some man-made works, human merit. He listened to this. He continued and he says in verse 13 of Matthew chapter 9, "Go ye and learn what that meaneth. I will have mercy and not sacrifice. For I am not come to call the righteous, but to call sinners to repentance." I did not come to this world to call people who think that they are righteous, but I came to call sinners to repentance. In other words, if someone think that he or she are not sinners and that they are righteous, self-righteousness, if they think that they are righteous and they don't need God, well, Yeshua said, "I didn't come for you. You don't need me if you are righteous." But you know who he came for? He came for people like us who realize that we have sinned before God, who realize that there's no other solution for our sin nature and our sin problem. We have sinned. We need forgiveness of sins. And he came for those who would be willing to admit, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." And that's the one that the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, came for. And so he continued. And then came to him the disciples of John. This is John the baptizer, Yohanan HaMatbil. And they ask, "Why do we and the Pharisees fast often, but thy disciples fast not?" You see, there were so many traditions that have been developed over the generation that were really not given by God. In fact, the Day of Atonement is the day where God commanded our people of Israel to afflict their souls, not even their bodies, but oftentimes we use it as the latsum, to fast, to confess and to repent before the Lord. And over the history of Israel, many individuals fasted, like Moshe when he went to the mountain. He fasted, but it was done out of a broken of a heart, out of a heart that realizing that I am going to be in the presence of God. I need to have self-judgment. I need to realize that I need him. I'm a sinner. I'm going to be in the presence of the living God. So Moses or Daniel fasted, and other men and women of God in Israel's history who fasted. And now we find out that the Pharisees and John's disciples were fasting, but apparently some of the fasting that have been introduced are merely man-made tradition that have been developed and taught among our people of Israel. So Yeshua is now leading to these two parables of the new cloth are not to be put on an old garment, and a new wine is not to place into an old wine skin, because here is the reason, and I would like you to see this, my dear friend. Before we're going to get to these verses, look what the Lord Jesus said to them in verse 15. Jesus said unto them, "Can the children of the bridegroom mourn as long as the bridegroom is with them? But the days will come when the bridegroom shall be taken from them, and then shall they fast." In other words, he knew that he will have to die. He will have to be buried and rise again and be taken to heaven. And the disciples, these early Hebrew disciples, will sense the fact that they don't have him around them, and they will literally will mourn, will experience the sadness and the sorrow.
and they will fast, as the Lord said here in Matthew chapter 9 and verse 15. And you know how sad they were when the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, left and have gone back to heaven, but he gave them a promise that he will return. So now he's explaining these two important parables. And I would like just to for you to get this as I share this with you. Notice verse 16. No man put a piece of new cloth into an old garment, for that which is put into fill it up taketh from the garment, and the rent is made worse. In other words, you don't take a patch, a new patch, new material patch, and sew it to an old garment. Why? Because the old garment is so old that it's already no longer going to shrink. But as you rewash this garment with this new patch, because the new patch is new, it will shrink. And as it shrink, it will rip the garment and create a greater, you might say, a rip, because this new patch will shrink. In other words, what he's really saying is that it is not possible that the truth of the gospel of God's grace will fit into man-made religion. It's just not possible. You try to bring the truth of the gospel into a system of men who teach works, salvation by works, salvation on a basis of some sort of traditions, and all sort of man-made custom, which many times violate the word of God. It just doesn't fit to put, you might say, to bring the gospel and to place it alongside human tradition. That is exactly what he is teaching in comparison to the traditions of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, who had this system developed over the generation of Israel's history. Sadly, it is the same today in the church, in the professing church. Many who develop all sort of man-made tradition that has nothing to do with the ABC of the Word of God. And it's just not going to fit. And new, as it says here, a new cloth cannot be placed on an old garment. It's not possible that the truth of the gospel of the grace of God will fit into man-made tradition. It just doesn't work. Notice, secondly, he continues in verse 17 of Matthew chapter 9, neither do men put new wine into old bottle or old wine skins. Why? Else the bottles break, and the wine runneth out, and the bottles perish. But they put new wine into a new bottles, and both are preserved. Here it is. In other words, it is not possible to place new wine in an old wine skin. Why? Because new wine, the fermentation will cause it to explode, and this a wine skin that is already old will break, and the wine will be poured out. In the same way, it is not possible that the man-made system, religious system, will contain the grace of God, the truth of the gospel. It's just not possible that a human system will contain the truth of the gospel. Now, my dear friend, the Lord Jesus came to fulfill the law, and he was just about now to go to the cross to fulfill the law and to die for the sin of this world. He didn't come to abolish the law, but when he came, sadly, that which was originally given by God to our forefathers, the people of Israel, have deteriorated into a man-made system. And beloved friend, isn't it the same today in the church age? What happened 2,000 years when the body of Messiah was born
and the Lord Jesus, the Messiah, have built the assembly, the ecclesia, the church. He said, I will build my assembly and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. But look what happened now. 2,000 years passed by. And sadly, it's a repetition. It's a repetition. And we cannot put a new cloth into an old man-made system garment. We cannot put new wine into an old bottles, an old skin, because it just doesn't fit. It cannot contain it. The Lord Jesus said to the church of the Laodicean in Revelation chapter 3 and verse 20, he says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He is knocking on the door of the hearts of mankind and of his own people that in many ways have developed a man-made religious system. And the Lord is knocking, desiring that we will turn to him. And therefore, no man putteth a piece of new cloth into an old garment. Neither do men put new wine into an old wine skin. May the Lord help us to see that religion doesn't save, but the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, he is the one who saved us from our sins when he died for us on the cross. And he was buried and he rose again from among the dead. God bless you, my friend. Take care. Shalom, shalom.